Hello and welcome to this episode of the Coached by Holes podcast, a podcast that I hope will help you to live healthier and happier while still enjoying a fun-filled life. I have decided to start saying welcome to this podcast instead of the actual number because I keep losing count. I have no idea where I am, but I am going to make it to the big 5050 soon. Which I will calculate and keep track of because that is a huge milestone for me. I will be super proud for continuing this and getting that far. Anyway, I have had a little brainwave this morning. I asked a client on her check-in to tell me something she is proud of. This client is on my online Thrive program, and she said she is proud of putting herself first for once and working on her own physical and mental health. This client is a mum of two very young children, just gone back off to work after maternity leave, works full time and has got a busy working mum life. I read that check-in with such a big smile on my face. I was so proud because putting yourself first can feel selfish, especially when you have children. Many of us don't like to put ourselves first because it feels selfish. Or maybe like my client, you are a mum and you think your children should always come first, which they should. But bear with me, or maybe you are very career driven and your career comes first before yourself. And that's when I thought, exercise and making time for yourself doesn't take time, it actually makes time. And I will give you some examples here. So, as we know, strength training and building muscle is the best thing we can do for our health. If you are taking the time to do this, it only needs to be a 30-minute session three times a week. You are going to literally add years onto your life. Healthy years where you are independent and able to live. Because exercise and increased muscle mass reduces your risk of all-cause mortality. So it literally reduces your risk of dying of any cause. And having more muscle mass will also benefit you in other areas of your life. You can bring the food shop in less trips because you're strong enough to hold more bags at once. Or maybe you can get to work decorating in your house because you're able to move furniture on your own without having to wait for someone else to come and help you. Or you can lift your suitcase on and off the train with ease. All of these seemingly small things will actually save you a lot of time, effort, and energy. I am singing the praises of exercise here today, and we should all sing exercise's praises all day, every day. Exercise is proven to increase your productivity levels. I don't know about you, but I feel this myself. So on a Monday and a Friday when I work from home, I tend to go for a run in the morning. Sometimes that doesn't happen, for whatever reason. I simply don't want to, or I live in Liverpool, the wind has been horrendous and I don't fancy being blown into the Mersey. Whatever the reason, I don't work as well. If I've been for a run in the morning, I am able to complete my work more clearly, faster, I'm way more productive and I get things done. So I feel this myself. If you get to the gym before work, you are going to be more productive. Getting things done, taking things off the to-do list more quickly and more efficiently, making more time for you to get other things done. let's say you work from home and you get a little 15 to 20 minute home workout done on your lunch. This means you'll be more productive in the afternoon, potentially finishing work early, making more time to do things you enjoy, to spend more time with your children. Maybe you get everything done, meaning you finish work early and you're able to pick your children up from school for the first time in ages because you've actually got everything done. The final factor exercise improves is energy levels. I don't think this one needs much of an explanation, but I'm going to anyway. Movement creates energy. How many times have you been sitting all day and felt really tired and sluggish with a can't be bothered attitude to go to the gym or a can't be bothered attitude to go for a walk? But actually, once you have been out for the walk or been to the gym, you feel so much better. Exercise increases your energy levels, and just like the previous point, you get things done faster with less friction and it's more enjoyable. Win-win. Increased energy levels means you're more likely to go and meet your friend after work and connect with them when usually you would cancel because you were too tired after work. Or more energy levels from exercise means your relationship benefits because you can actually hold a conversation with your partner after work rather than being mute from your day. Exercising and increasing your energy levels means you have more energy to mess around with your children in the evening, giving them more quality time and attention. There are so many benefits of this. So I think I actually make a pretty good point when I say exercise doesn't take time, it actually makes time. Remember, it doesn't have to be an hour and a half gym session. You could do a 15, 20 minute home workout, or you can do a 10 minute yoga flow, or you can go for a 20 minute walk. Something is always better than nothing. I hope you have found this episode useful. I hope it made sense. And I actually really hope it changes your mindset around exercise a little bit. And rather than it actually being a hindrance to your day, it's actually a positive to your day. Increasing productivity, increasing your energy levels, and actually even potentially adding years of healthy years onto your life. If you have enjoyed this episode, please, please, please feel free to like and share with others, post to your Instagram stories. I would love to see who is listening to my podcasts. And like always, if you have any questions, fire away. The in details of how to contact me are in the show notes. Okay, love you, bye.